It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER 101. It's all about men's health today. And diabetes can be a silent health threat, causing heart disease and kidney disease and some other problems in men. And specifically, I want to talk about the issues of diabetes in men today. So my expert guest, Dr. Thomas Tobin, is a board-certified emergency physician from Spokane, Washington. Welcome, Dr. Tobin. Thanks for being here. So
thank you.
Men, yeah. So one of the issues that men might not think about when it comes to diabetes is what? What makes it a little bit different and an important issue for men?
Well, the primary issue with men is that they tend not to recognize early symptoms, and thus making a late diagnosis. And at that point, it becomes also important to control it and get it under control, some of the damage that is done is already done and not reversible.
So what are some of the symptoms that people should be in attuned to if they're worried about diabetes?
Well, in adult men, generally the predominant type of diabetes is also called type 2 or non-insulin dependent is an old term that used to be used. And that generally tends to be men with truncal obesity. They'll have increased thirst, increased urination. They even may notice that they're gaining weight rather than losing weight. Early signs.
Oh, okay. And when you say truncal obesity, so you're talking about a pot belly or belly fat, is that
exactly
put you at risk?
Kind of the arms and legs seem thin or normal size, and around the abdomen and chest area, they tend to become thicker.
And other signs, what kind of other signs do people, how can you tell if it's just something late? I mean, it is called one of the silent killers versus if you're having a complication or something serious.
Exactly, and that's one of the challenges is not everybody's going to recognize the symptoms early on, and hence why in adult men it's important to get those annual physicals, and that workup and the initial lab results can indicate early signs in the labs that maybe the patient is just kind of dismissing as, oh, you know, I'm getting older, you know, I'm having to go to the bathroom more often, and they don't notice that they're drinking more water, feeling thirsty all the time. And so that annual screening makes it even more important, that annual screening of seeing your regular doctor.
Mm-hmm. And what types of blood tests are they getting to look for these?
So generally you'll get a fasting, basically you just go to the doctor's office and get fasting labs drawn. And so a fasting glucose, check lipid panel, and then once it's identified that there may be an issue with glucose, then further testing, what's called an HA1C, which is basically an indication of how high sugars are over a long period of time. So sugar attaches to the hemoglobin, and they can see how much of that's attached. They can say, oh, that the patient hasn't had their diabetes controlled for quite some time, or it's a relatively new issue.
Hmm.
And then further testing, depending on what they find, if they need to determine, is this a type 1 where it's insulin dependent and that basically their body's not making insulin, that their pancreas, the cells that make insulin are breaking down, or is this type 2, which is more of insulin resistance, meaning they're making enough insulin, it's just not functioning as well.
Right, and it gets confusing to people because even the insulin-resistant forms sometimes get to the point where, right, the drugs is promoting your pancreas to put out more insulin when you're on those drugs or pills, but then doesn't it get to the point sometimes where you hear about people that have type 2, but then they end up having to go on insulin anyway?
Exactly, and that's why endocrinology societies have gone away from this non-insulin-dependent versus insulin-dependent and have really, you know, laid the foundation on the type 1 and type 2, because type 2s can require insulin because it can be a combination of not just resistance to the insulin, but actually over time a lack of insulin in addition to that.
Mm-hmm. And so, of course, the complications are, you know, heart attack and heart disease and stroke. But I think, and what might resonate better to men, one of the very common complications of diabetes not treated adequately or caught early or things is actually impotence or erectile dysfunction and sexual problems.
Right? Exactly. And that's one of usually is a late presenting symptom, although can present early. And unfortunately, if not caught early, although treatable with current medications, is not something that's reversible. And hence we come full circle to that early screening, early diagnosis, and you can prevent a lot of the side of the complications as you discussed, erectile dysfunction, heart attack, bone density, all the stuff that layers into diabetic, by early diagnosis, aggressive treatment, good glucose control, and you prevent 90% of these complications.
And the mechanism is the same way that you can have a heart attack, right? Diabetes attacks the blood vessels in the body. Isn't that how it causes kidney problems and everything? So it's the blood vessels, down in the genitalia. That's part of the problem.
Correct. So yeah, the same similar mechanism as you would get the disease of the coronary arteries causing a heart attack, and at the same time you're getting distal venous or troubles with the veins in your legs as a diabetic, and the same thing with erectile dysfunction. You're changing the blood flow pattern in the genitalia and the penis, and hence you don't you get erectile dysfunction.
So what? So going to your doctor and talking about it and getting blood tests is one thing. And what are some of the other lifestyle changes that people can do to help prevent diabetes?
Absolutely, especially in the type 2s, the more adult onset types. The biggest thing is weight control. That, diet and exercise and keeping your weight under control, because we know that in a fair number of patients, just losing weight, if they're diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, just losing their weight back down to what would be considered a normal BMI or body mass index can pretty much eliminate their need for medications to control their sugar.
Right, so it's kind of like the cause. The belly fat is like the cause of it, and it's one of the things that can help prevent diabetes too.
Absolutely,
that's very interesting. And I think the other take home message too, besides getting your yearly physical, even if we know there's problems with finding primary care, getting in and getting physicals. But I think, there are plenty of screening programs. A lot of drugstores like Walgreens do screening. So even just getting your blood checked, and they can even do the A1Cs and getting a good idea, and then trying to get in to see a primary care to have it taken care of. So I want to thank my guests. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well.